So this is an interesting question posed. It's 99.7 DJX. Now, Kelly, imagine your life a little different right now, okay? You're not married. You don't have kids weighing you down.
Weighing me down?
and maybe I'll consider the same for me. I don't have a wife. I don't have any kids either. So
we're both loose and fancy free.
Yeah, we're both just single and on the prowl, right? No, I'm not going to ask if you or I would ever hook up. I'm not going to go there. I think everybody was probably thinking that that's where I was going with this. No.
That would be awkward. We just don't need to do that. I mean, just, you know, coworkers, probably against policy.
It probably is somewhere. Someone asked this question. If you walked into a room with 1,000 other single people, how many do you think would be attracted to you?
Ow.
Of the same age?
So, I don't want to answer that. I thought you were going to say, how many do you think you'd be attracted to? I'm hoping many.
How many
guys look like Ryan Reynolds in there?
No, how many? Consider it's 1,000 single people, you know, in your case, single dudes all in a room, and they're your same age. How many do you think would be attracted to you?
I don't see. Listen, this makes me uncomfortable. Because there's no way we'd actually be able to know if that's right or not.
Why not?
Like, how are we going to know that?
This is just a question being posed.
I'll say 85%.
85%. 850.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm going to have some hard choices.
You are. Line up, boys. Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Wait, how old am I? How old am I? In this little experience. I'm not my age right now, right? 28, 85%. I'm 28 years old.
You're like thinking Kelly's prime, Kelly's golden years. She was 28 and single and out on the town. And
yeah.
All right. So 85% of the guys in there. Okay.
That's all right. What I'm thinking.
So do I get to choose an age too?
Or, I feel like yes, because again, there's no way we can verify or say if this is correct or not. You can't measure it.
I don't know. Like, I look back.
Be bold.
I think, well, right. Sure, Kelly. I look back and I think, all right, I was probably still blossoming in my 20s.
Well, you're still blossoming?
That's still blossoming in my
20s. When do you feel like you hit your prime? Go to your prime age.
Maybe I hit my prime early 30s, I'd say.
Early 30s, Ben. Yeah, you got it going on.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Not burdened by a wife or kids.
By the way, thank you, Elizabeth, who texted. Kelly is hot now. Thank you, Elizabeth. That is so sweet.
Oh, okay.
Or I'm sure someone's going to roll in saying the same thing about you, Ben. We'll wait.
No, we don't have time for that. I'm thinking at least... I'm not as bold as you saying 85%.
Why not?
I'm going to say out of 1,000 singles, I'm saying maybe 150 to 200.
Oh, thinking? Sparky, you're not giving yourself enough credit in this fake, never going to be able to find out if it's real scenario.
Fake, never going to give this.
Are there some statistics behind this, though? Is there a reason why we're asking this?
42% said between 1 and 25. 42% of guys. So guys with walking into a room with 1,000 singles.
So one in every 25 girls.
One in 25. Yeah, straight men and straight women. Yeah, 1 in 25 of the women. One. So that's like one out of 1,000.
These guys don't have a lot of confidence.
Right. Not a lot of self-confidence.
Who are they asking?
What? So your percentage would be 85%. I'm saying probably 25%.
Okay.
I'm going to say 25%. I'm not going to be as bold.
Vastly exaggerated because we can't, there's zero way to validate if that's anywhere near being true.
So, I mean, this is kind of the same as speed dating, right?
Sure.
You know,
that became a thing like after I was already coupled up. So I never really got a chance to
to dive into speed dating.
What that was like, yeah.
That whole world.
I just dabbled for like a hot second in like online dating.
Yeah.
That didn't work out too well.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe this is a question to be a little bit more think about yourself. And
I don't want to. I don't want. This gives me anxiety.
Well,
I don't,
no, Kelly's got plenty of confidence, obviously. So Kelly, you're not the problem.
I'm not the problem.
You know, it's the people who are texting us and saying like 2% or 1% or 10% or things like that. That, you know, hey, think about
Listen, Mr. or Ms. 2%, I don't know who texted. You give yourself more confidence than that. You can do better than that, of course.
Let's assume that you've got a couple minutes to get yourself ready.
Right. Hair day going on.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
Outfit that makes you feel amazing.
And it's not literally taking a snapshot of what you're doing right now.
I'm not getting any.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Thank you. I'm just saying, I'm business on top, party on the bottom. I just got my sweats on. I'm not ready for that kind of a situation.
Anyways, just thought it was an interesting question to toss out there.